I thought our defense, you know, played exceptional again. Anytime you do something that no one's done, at least since 1940, you got to take your hat off to the effort and the way they played. You know, I was pleased with the effort of the team. You know, we made some mistakes offensively to stop a couple drives going in that fourth quarter. I believe we only had the ball one time in the third quarter. And special teams, we had a couple penalties that hurt us in field position. But all in all, we just got to regroup and obviously get started on Cleveland. And they're coming off of a bye week and got to keep on working on offense and hopefully improve. You guys are easy. Thanks. No, not really. You know, I think a little bit we had a chance to even go up by more than that. And I think we had the ball one time in the third quarter with that turnover. They did a good job kind of controlling the tempo of the game. And you don't want to make mistakes. And at the same time, you want to get first downs. And we made a couple mistakes at the wrong time. But, hey, you got to find a way to win. And really pleased with the effort that we had. Yeah, you always ask me, looking for young guys to step up and make some plays. I thought Elvis, you know, showed up a couple times, and like Demetrian Veal showed up a couple times. Patrick Chikwara showed up a couple times, and, you know, I was pleased with that effort. A little bit with field position, when you got the game won, you don't want to take too many chances. But, you know, as I told our guys, you know, we've got four guys, four wide receivers that, you know, never dressed a year ago. We've got two tight ends that never dressed a year ago. You got a running back that never dressed a year ago, and you've got you've got a few guys, you know, actually 10 on offense. So, you know, sometimes it just takes a little bit to get out of the rhythm. I thought we were very close today. We had a chance to do some things early, and as I told them, you know, just keep on working, and those good things will happen because we do have a lot of talent. We have a lot of guys working extremely hard. What they can't do is they just can't get negative. They just got to keep on fighting, and you know, the big plays will come. Well, he made a big, you know, big play there early. That was a big one, and a little slant route at the, you know, in the fourth quarter. But we just got to keep on, you know, trying to get him the ball. Obviously, making some big time plays, and you know, once he gets that ball in his hands, he usually does something with it. Well, I'm not, you know, they made a couple mistakes today. I think the crowd noise had a lot to do with it, with the penalties. You know, it's a big advantage playing here. And one of the reasons why we have the record over the years is, you know, our crowd. You know, they were into it and helped us in numerous situations. And, you know, they deserve, obviously, a lot of credit for how loud it was. It was very impressive being on that sideline. But, you know, it was a very close ball game, and I thought it would be. And it's always nice to find a way to win those tight games. No, I didn't have to. I mean, those guys are smart enough to figure out what's going on over the last 7 years. It happens. And the reason why it happens is, you know, mentally, you know, you're not into it. I thought mentally we did pretty good offensively. Then all of a sudden we lost a little bit of our edge. You know, we came out ready to go, made some plays early, and, you know, it's a 60-minute focus, and you can't let up, not in the National Football League. And you know, as we talked about all week, you know, teams that are 0-4 usually don't stay 0-4. You know, that's why 60% of those teams win, and there's a good reason for it. Well, you know, Champ flipped sides, so I'm not even sure if the corner knew he flipped. He flips sides a few times a day, and a lot of times that quarterback's looking at those safeties, and you know, he's not always looking at corners. So I would think that he'd even know that the Champ was over to that side. That's my guess, anyhow. I didn't know at that time because we flipped them in certain, you know, certain scenarios, and I was not aware it was Champ at that time.